This is Dakota Datebook for September 15th. Standing a few miles east of Richardton, North Dakota, is a modest conical hill with a lot of history. It's called Young Man's Butte. Several legends exist to the origin of the name, and one of the most plausible came from Rain in the Face, a Lakota Sioux born near the Cheyenne River in present-day South Dakota in 1835. As a war chief, he participated in battles with the U.S. government during the 1870s, including the Battle of Greasy Grass, also known as the Battle of the Little Bighorn, where Custer's contingent of the 7th Cavalry was wiped out. After the Indian Wars, Rain in the Face retired to the Standing Rock Indian Reservation, but during the 1890s he would often travel, sometimes visiting the railroad depot in Mandan. The railroad men would let Rain ride free to Dickinson, something he enjoyed immensely. He would walk up and down the train, looking out the windows and pointing out many landmarks that he and his people traveled when he was young. When the train passed Young Man's Butte, Rain would become quiet and whisper, "Very brave Indian." When asked what he meant, he related this story. A party of more than 100 Crow Indians had trespassed on Sioux territory to hunt. When the Sioux discovered the Crow, they gathered in force and attacked. In the running battle, many on both sides fell. The fight continued on to the base of a butte where all the Crow were killed except for one young Crow warrior who made it to the top of the hill. He was surrounded with no escape. As the Sioux watched, the young warrior began to sing and dance. He called out that he would never be captured or killed by his enemies. The Sioux warriors sat back and watched in respect. After singing his death song, the young Crow warrior stabbed himself in the heart. The Sioux, so impressed with the young man's courage, did not mutilate the body, but built a stone cairn on top of the butte and reverently laid the Crow warrior on it, wrapped in a buffalo robe. Early pioneers to the area backed up the story. They recorded finding a stone pile on the hilltop, along with human bones. Rain in the Face died in his home on the Standing Rock Reservation on this date in 1905. This Dakota Datebook was written by Scott Nelson. I'm Marie Offutt.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.